Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Still on the lam, Aaron Lee Kelly, who walked off from a work detail at Oaklawn Cemetery in Batesville on Saturday morning. Police say the 26-year-old Kelly was being held for contempt of court charges. Kelly was last seen wearing the orange jumpsuit that jail inmates wear. If you know the whereabouts of Kelly, you should contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department. Conway County prosecutors have filed a capital murder charge against a Conway man in the shooting death of Plumerville's assistant police chief, Shane Lonix, is charged with shooting and killing Officer Joey Cannon during a traffic stop just after dawn last Friday. The incoming director of Arkansas's lottery is recommending that the state accept an invitation to join the multi-state Powerball games. The Powerball group and the Multi-State Lottery Association, Powerball's umbrella organization, voted Tuesday to invite Arkansas to join the multi-state games. Arkansas's newly hired lottery director, Ernie Passolet, says he's recommending that the lottery commission accept the invitation to join that group. The commission voted when it hired Passolet to allow him to begin negotiations on whether to join Powerball or the Mega Millions games. Voters approved Arkansas's lottery in November, and the commission says it hopes to sell its first tickets by October 29. The University of Arkansas at Little Rock will lead a team of Arkansas researchers looking for signs of life on Mars. NASA is awarding a $1.5 million grant to the Arkansas NASA Experimental Program to stimulate competitive research. It includes scientists from UALR, Arkansas Tech University, and Harding University. UALR Graduate Institute of Technology Director Dr. Keith Hudson is the administrative principal investigator. He says the team will develop a system to look for signs of life in a broad region around a landing site. A state prison lieutenant was fired after allegedly allowing an inmate to lay in his own feces for an entire weekend. An investigative report obtained by the Associated Press says Lieutenant John Glasscock was fired in March. That was after the prisoner nearly died from septic shock. Coming up in July, July 21st through the 25th to be exact, the Independence County Fair. Applications for the beauty contest, photogenic contest, and the youth talent contest are now available at the fair's website. On the World Wide Web, it's icfair.com. Entry forms for all contests are also available upon request here at our studios at the Batesville Daily Guard and a formal affair, as well as the fair website. All beauty pageant contestants from the ages of 6 months through 21 years are encouraged to enter. New awards and cash prizes have been implemented this year for the Miss Independence County contest by Citizens Bank and First Community Bank. UACCB is also offering a full tuition scholarship, which may be utilized in fall, spring, and summer terms. And of course, don't forget the other contest, the Mr. and Ms. Senior Independence County contest. And all youth ages 10 through 20 are encouraged to enter the Youth Talent Contest. The Fair Association will be awarding trophies and medallions to first place winners of each talent division, as well as medallions and ribbons to the second place winner. For information on any phase of the Independence County Fair, you can go to the fair website for all the details. It's icfair.com. And that brings you right up to date.